Good afternoon, everybody.
大家下午好。
Welcome.
再次欢迎大家。
I'm glad you can make it today.
谢谢大家能够来参加我们的聚会。
Hallelujah. Just in case people who are late.
可能我们当中有些人可能晚到，没有听到我们刚刚的通知。
Two weeks time on the 15th.
两周之后，在9月15号这一天。
There is no service in the afternoon at 2 p.m. here.
我们没有下午两点的这个主日聚会。
Okay. If you do show up, if you do come,
如果你要来我们这边教会哈，
you find the morning service people are still here.
你可能看到上午聚会那个教会的那些啊弟兄姊妹他们可能还在。
Because on that day, they're having a barbecue.
因为他们那天在聚会走完了之后呢会有烧烤聚会烧烤的派对。
Okay. And so you are invited to come.
那么大家也欢迎大家来参加他们上午十一点的聚会。
But please come and bring something.
那么来的时候呢，大家带一些食物，然后大家可以一起分享一些食物哈。
哎，别介，乌头啊。But I'm also in the morning. I'm also the guest speaker.
那么我们的周小牧师呢，也是他们上午那个教会的客座讲员，所以大家也可以不要错过了。
And, but however, we have taken the opportunity to give you a choice.
所以呢，我们给大家有一个可以选择的机会。
Come and join the morning service, the church here.
那么如果你要来参加聚会呢，就是上午11点钟，上午的聚会。
Or you join the dim sum,
聚会。
The dim sum 聚会。
或者呢，会我们参加我们下午的我们大家吃饭的团契的聚会。
At lunchtime.
那么是下午12点钟开始。
And use that opportunity to make disciples.
那么我们可以用这个机会呢也做做这个做门徒的机会。
Amen. Last time when we did it, there was more people coming to the dim sum than coming to church.
上一次呢我们很去年这样做的时候有更多的人参加我们那个吃饭的聚会齁。
Amen. So you can go either.
所以就是取决于大家看哪个方便，好想去上午也可以，下午也可以。
But do remember the following week, okay? The following week at 22nd, we're back here.
那么在之后的9月22号的那个主日，就一切恢复正常。
And hopefully by then everybody's back.
希望那个时候呢，我们可能大家度假的都已经回来了哈，都恢复正常了。
Today is a miracle.
哦，今天很神奇哈。
We just about managed to have enough people to run a service.
今天我们真的有刚刚好只是足够的同工来主持这个聚会。
Amen.
感谢主。
So God bless you and may the Lord bless you today.
愿神今天大大的祝福我们每一个人。
I'd like to talk to you about today about wrestling with God.
今天我分享主题是与神摔跤。
Where do you find wrestling in God, with God in the scripture?
在经文当中哪里有讲到与神摔跤这个主题呢？
You will find that in Genesis.
那么在创世纪当中有提到这个。
And the story of Jacob.
就是在雅各与神摔跤的故事。
Amen. And here we can learn some very, very valuable lessons.
这里呢我们可以学一些非常宝贵的一些功课。
And I believe it will speak towards people.
我相信愿你借着这个故事能对我们每个人说话。
Now, let's begin with, Genesis chapter 27.
创世纪二十七章四十一节。
Now the story goes like this, before we read this scripture. Isaac, the father, Rebecca, they had two sons, twins, Esau and Jacob.
那么这个故事的背景呢，就是以撒和Rebecca 他们的儿子以扫。
Esau was the older one.
他们的长子呢叫以扫。
And he is a hunter.
那么他是一个猎人，打猎的人。
And in the Old Testament, the firstborn is very important.
那么在旧约当中的长子呢，有一个很重要的
权利。They inherit the blessing of the father.
那么长子呢，会继承他们父亲的所有的家产。
But Jacob later on in life stolen that birthright.
但我们都读过那个故事，知道哈，他的儿子小儿子呢，雅各呢，之后把他的长兄的那个权利拿走了。
In order to inherit the best blessing.
为了来从他父亲那边得到更大的一个祝福。
And so Esau was very angry.
那么之后呢，以扫呢，他就很生气。
That he was deceived by Jacob.
因为他被他的弟弟雅各呢被欺骗了。
And he vowed to kill Jacob when his father is dead.
那么他发誓在他父亲过世以后呢，他杀了他的弟弟雅各。
So verse 41 say, Now Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father had blessed him. And Esau said to himself, The days of mourning for my father are approaching. Then I will kill my brother Jacob.
所以这里41节说，以扫因他父亲给雅各的祝福，就怨恨雅各，心里说，为我父亲居丧的时候近了，到那时候我要杀我的弟弟雅各。
And that began the beginning of Jacob's problems.
所以这个就是雅各他之后问题的一个开始。
You know, sometimes our problem come is because we take shortcuts in life.
那是我们生命当中遇到问题，是我们在生命当中抄近路。
We want to do things ourselves in our own way by using all kinds of shortcuts.
我们想自己按照我们自己的方式，或者一种抄近路的方式去解决一些问题。
When you build a business, you don't want to build it up slowly. You want to go from Nothing to success overnight.
当我们做生意的时候，我们不是步步为营，一步一步的累积我们的财富，而是想从零白手起家，一下子就很多财富。
You know, even in nature, things grow slowly.
那么在自然的规律都是万物都是循序渐进的成长。
But we live in a microwave McDonald's society.
但是现今我们的社会这种麦当劳或者速食快餐的那种方式。
Ding and everything's finished.
就是叮一下很快就得解决了。
And so it is sometimes in Christianity the same.
所以在我们基督教的这种信仰当中也会有这样的风气。
You know, in a modern day, we strive to for success in church overnight.
在现今的社会，我们甚至在教会当中，我们的追求这种好像很快速的一种成功。
And so we do things behind the scenes that are not Christian.
那我们在背后做一种操作，不是按照圣经的规律来操作。
But little do we know we're laying down the foundation of problems for the future.
但是当时我们没有意识到，我们就是为我们将来的问题就铺下了那个导火线。
And so Jacob's problem was his own doing.
所以雅各的问题也是他自己自作孽。
When we look at our lives today, we've got problems that we started it.
所以很多时候我们在重新来审视我们的人生，我们的问题也是我们自己引起的。
It may happen 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago, and we are running away from it.
可能这个问题的根源在十年前、二十、三十、四十年前，我们自己都没有意识到，我们在逃避这个问题。
Now and then we have a thought.
现在我们突然有一个想法。
What happened if it catch up with me?
如果这个问题我一直逃避的问题追赶上我怎么办
Amen. What happens if I get exposed?
如果我的问题被暴露出来了怎么办
And so it hurts the conscience. It brings fear to the soul.
所以就影响你的潜意识，让你的魂感受到恐惧。
There are certain things that you want to forget.
有些你想尝试忘记的一些东西。
But the devil won't let you forget it.
但是仇敌不断的提醒你，不会让你忘记。
Every time when you think of it, it brings fear to your heart.
每次你想起这个事情，心里都有产生恐惧。
And so Jacob has given the enemy this opportunity.
所以雅各这里就是给他仇敌有个机会。
You see, God has a great plan for his life.
神在雅各的生命有一个大计划。
But Jacob chose not to seek the Lord, but chose to do it his own way.
但是雅各这里并没有寻求神，而是按照自己的方法来解决这个问题。
Because God's going to make Abraham a great nation, and he is the grandson of Abraham.
因为神会把亚伯拉罕成为大国，但是雅各就是亚伯拉罕的祖孙。
You see, God has given us a vision. In God's kingdom, God may have called us to do something.
在神的国度当中，神可能呼召我们做一些工作。
But then we want to do it our way.
但是当我们领受这个意向，我们想按照自己的方法来实现这个意向。
And Jacob, whether he knowingly or unknowingly, he chosen the wrong path.
但是雅各不光是知道还是不知道也好，他选择了一个错的道路。
But I praise God, even sometimes when we do the wrong thing, we ended up still in the right place.
但是感谢主，很多时候就算我们自己做了一些错误的决定，但是最后我们还是走在那个正道上。
Acts 17 say, In him we move and have our being.
在使徒行传实际上说我们活着我们行事都因为神。
It's strange that God is watching over us. Even with our wrong turns, we ended up turning in the right place.
真的说神真的是一直在看顾我们，不管我们有时候转错弯做错决定，但是我们最终会去到一个对的地方。
Except we've taken the rougher road.
只是可能这个过程比较艰难崎岖一点。
Much more difficult.
可能比我们想象的更艰难一
点。And so Jacob has chosen a very difficult path for his life.
所以雅各选择了一条很困难的道路。
And so when his brother was threatening to kill him, his mother realized and told his son, Jacob, to run to his brother Laban.
所以当他的哥哥要去杀那个雅各的时候，雅各的妈妈意识到了，就要让他小儿子赶快去逃命，逃到他的叔叔拉。
And so Jacob,
拉班家。
And so Jacob,
拉班家。
And so Jacob went to his mother's brother, his uncle.
所以呢，雅各就去到他舅舅家。
And when he went there, he saw his uncle had two beautiful daughters. One beautiful daughter and the other one, not so beautiful, but she's also very gentle.
所以当雅各去到他的母舅家呢，他看到母舅有两个女儿，那么一个女儿是非常容貌很漂亮，另外一个呢只是容貌平平。
The older one is called Leah and the younger one is called Rachel.
他的那个姐姐呢叫莉亚。妹妹叫拉杰，哦，妹妹叫拉杰，
yeah.
姐姐叫莉亚。
Yeah, that Rachel, isn't it? Am I confused?
Yeah.
And so, Rachel was very beautiful.
那么她的妹妹拉杰呢是很漂亮的。
And when Jacob saw her, he just fell in love.
那么雅各一见到她呢，就心中心生爱慕。
And then Laban, his uncle, was a very cunning man.
然后他的舅舅呢，拉班呢，是一个很狡猾的人。
So you need a scammer to you need a greater scammer to scam the scammer.
哦，所以就是你要有一个更会狡猾的人来控制那种没有那么狡猾的人。
And so in other words, Jacob found a bigger snake than he was.
就是雅各呢遇到了一个比他更甚更厉害的人。
And said to him, "Why don't you serve me for 7 years?" Then I will give my daughter to you.
他说：“为什么你为我打工打七年？然后呢，我会把让你我的女儿嫁给你。”
And the Bible says, in no time, a blink of an eye, 7 years went by because he was so in love with Rachel.
然后圣经当中告诉我们，哇，对于雅各来说，那七年一眨眼的功夫就过了，因为他心里多么爱慕这个女子。
But on the night of his wedding, he was drunk, and his father-in-law.Gave Leah, the older sister, to him instead.
然后呢，谁知道在新婚之夜呢，他已经喝得醉醺醺的，然后他不知道他岳父会把他的那个
when,
他的利亚给他了。
When he woke up the next day, he saw Leah in bed.
所以第二天他醒来的时候，他身边躺着的并不是他所爱慕的女子拉杰，而是反而是他的姐姐利亚。
And so he went straight to his father-in-law and say, "Hey, you gave me the wrong person."
所以他去到他的老丈人那边说，啊，你把你嫁错女儿给我了。
And then his father say, "I cannot give you the younger before the older is married."
然后这个时候他的老丈人就在那边狡辩说，他说我不可能把在我嫁长女之前，我不能把小女儿先嫁给你了。
I tell you what, you can also marry Rachel now, but you need to serve me for another 7 years.
但是呢，我有一个办法，就是说，你我可以把我小女儿嫁给你，但是你还要为我打工打七年。
And so Jacob worked like a slave for 14 years for two wives.
所以就这样，为了娶两个老婆，那么雅各就好像奴隶一样，为拉班做了14年的工。
See, it's amazing how life turns out.
真的是很奇妙，他没想到他生命会经历这种事情。
See, Jacob cheated his brother Esau, and now he is being cheated by his father-in-law.
所以雅各当初他欺骗了他的哥哥以扫，然后现在他也被他的岳父丈人所欺骗。
And then after 14 years, he was still poor.
但是在14年之后他还是一贫如洗。
But he had to work another 6 years in order to gain some wealth.
然后呢在那14年之后他还要再做6年的工为了来为自己积攒一些财富。
And so Genesis chapter 31 verse 41 summarizes all of this.
那么创世纪31章41节把我们刚刚讲的所有的总结在这里。
When he was confronting Laban, his father-in-law,
当时他在雅各来到拉班面前跟他去说理的时候
because after Jacob gained his wealth, he escaped from his father-in-law, wanted to leave his father-in-law, wanted to leave his control.
当时雅各呢他为自己积攒了一些财富他想离开拉班然后呢去为自己过活。
And so Jacob says to his father-in-law,
然后雅各对他对拉班说
Verse 41,These 20 years, I have been in your house. I served you 14 years for your two daughters, 6 years for your flock, and you have changed my wages 10 times downwards.
41节说我这
Not upwards.
我这20年在你家里为你两个女儿服侍了你14年为你的羊群服侍了你6年你却十次更改我的工资不是加薪哦是减薪。
So in other words, right, every time when Jacob went to a pay review, right, it went downwards.
想一想他每次来到拉班面前想来重新去看他的薪水的时候不是加薪而是被减薪。
And yet Jacob survived.
但是就是这样子雅各都还活下来了。
And he prospered.
他居然得到很大的丰
盛。You see, even when we are on a journey, even when we are taking the rough road, God is still there.
当我们在人生旅途当中就算我们走了一个艰难的道路
God
但是神还是与我们同在。
God can still bless us.
神仍然会祝福我们。
And that's what happened to Jacob.
这就是在雅各身上发生的事情。
So Jacob spent 20 years having to overcome, having to get free from his father-in-law.
所以雅各花了差不多20年的时间为了来逃离他的丈人对他的约束。
So what he wanted to do was go back home.
他想做的就是回到他的本家。
Go back to where his father is.
他回到他父的家里。
But there is a problem.
但是这还有一个隐患在那里。
Who is back home?
那这个谁在他想回到那个父家谁在那里呢
20 years later, your problem doesn't go away.
20年之后你之前所逃避的那个问题仍然在那里。
Many of us want to move on in life.
那时候我们想在生命当中往前前进。
But you can't.
但是我们却停止不
前。Because where you want to go to is where your problem is.
因为你往前面推进的地方就是你所逃避的问题之处。
And his problem is Esau is there.
所以雅各的问题就是他的哥哥以扫在那边。
And so he took all of his flock, all of his children, all of his wives, all of his servants, going towards back home. But then he realized Esau is there somewhere.
所以当雅各带着他这20年他的妻子、儿女、他所有的羊群、他的家产来往本家回去的时候，他在路上就见到了他的哥哥。
And so what happened is he doesn't know his brother where his brother is, so he sent messengers out.
所以当时他不知道他的哥哥到底具体在哪里，所以他先派那些仆人。
Messengers found his brother. He came back. They came back and said the following words in chapter 32, verse 6 and 7.
所以他先派了一些使者去前面探路看他的哥哥在哪里然后那个使者回来报告给雅各说
Verse 6 says And the messengers returned to Jacob saying We came to your brother Esau And he is coming to meet you And there were 400 men with him Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed
创世纪32章6到7节说使者回到雅各那里说我们到了你哥哥以扫那里他正迎着你来并且有400人和他一起雅各就很惧怕而且愁烦
Now Jacob does not know why his brother is coming to him with 400 men
因为当时那个雅各他还不知道为什么他的哥哥会带着400个人来往他这边来
400 ugly men
哇400个人呢
Sharpening their knives.
哇，带着锋利的刀剑。
He knows he is in grave danger.
他知道他要遇到大麻烦了。
Whereas 20 years ago, it was just him.
因为可能20年前可能只有他自己。
But now he's got a big business.
现在他有一个大家族的人。
He's got a big family.
他大家庭，他有好多的产业。
In other words, the problem has got worse, not better.
所以他所面对的问题不是减少，而且变大了。
You see, brothers and sisters, I honestly believe when we, everyone on this earth, somewhere along our lives, the enemy comes in and places an Esau in our lives.
所以我真的相信在我们生命当中，仇敌可能在我们每个生命当中有放出这样以扫这个角色。
It could be when you were just 5 years old.
可能在我们在很年幼的时候。
Amen?You could be somebody that the Esau came to your life when you were 5 years old, and you didn't even realize that enemy is still there when you're 60 years old.
可能在你五岁的时候，那么仇敌把这个以扫的角色放在你生命当中，到你60岁的时候，可能你都没有意识到他是你的仇敌。
But every single time, when you want to move on, you just don't know why there is this fear.
但是你不知道每一次你想往前前进的时候，你心中总是有这样一种恐惧。
Notice in verse 7 it said, Then Jacob was greatly afraid and was in distress.
这里第七节说雅各就极其的恐惧并且愁烦。
He has to face his worst nightmare.
他必须要去面对他最大的一个噩梦。
My brother has brought himHe's so angry at me that he's brought 400 men to kill me and my family and all my children.
他说我的哥这么的痛恨我带着400个人要来解决我和我的家人了。
So what does he do?
那么这个时候他到底做出怎么样的反应呢?
He immediately think of a survival strategy.
他必须 要去思考一个、
He split his family into two groups.
他赶快把他的家庭分成两队人。
Not so important part of the family go first.
这个没有这么重要的，没有这么受宠的那些妻儿走前面第一队。
When he split the family, you really did know whether you're loved by him or not.
当你被分离的时候，你真的不知道你是不是被你的那个丈夫所爱啊。
And so half of them went first.
所以第一队人马呢走前面。
And then the other half was behind.
那么另外一队第二队人马呢就是靠后。
Because his logic is if his brother come and kill, at least his favorite lot will run away.
所以他的那个想法就是如果前面去走前打前阵的那队人如果遇到事情后面那队他很宠爱的人可能还有机会存活。
So when we are confronted by our enemy, by our fear,
所以当我们被我们的恐惧被我们的仇敌所挟制的时候
Like Jacob, we try our best to come up with a survival strategy.
所以我们就好像雅各一样马上就要制定很多生存计划。
And secondly,
然后第二点
His second strategy, use money.
然后第二个方法呢他就使用金钱
Amen, whenever we got problem, we say, can money solve this problem?
当我们遇到问题的时候我们说是不是钱能解决的问题呢
If my children cannot get into that school, can I just sponsor something in the school?
如果我的孩子进不了那个名校我可不可以花钱来赞助这个学校来有个方法让他进去呢
Can I buy a house near the school?
或者我再买一个学区房呢让他可以有机会进入呢
Can I give a big gift to the headmaster?
或者给那个校长包一个大红包呢
So Jacob, just like anybody else, he's got great wealth now, he gathered a big gift.
所以雅各呢其实跟很多人当时他已经家产丰富齁
and sent messages ahead.
然后呢他就带了一大笔钱财那些羊群啊然后派那个使者去。
So he believed, if my brother sees all this gift, he may forgive me.
他在想说如果我的哥哥看到我送了给他这么多的那个礼物啊他可能心里会柔软然后原谅我。
You see, what we just read there is very human.
所以刚刚我们读的就是很人性的一面。
We can all relate to it.
我们觉得跟我们都是非常息息相关的。
But the issue is, in God, it doesn't always work.
但是问题是在神里面这些方法不一定行得通。
Because sometimes the problem that we have is far deeper than you think.
因为很多时候我们真的我们面对的问题比我们想象的更深刻。
What we're facing is not just an Esau, we're facing a spiritual giant in life.
我们见到的并不是以扫一个好像一个我们的问题在那边，而是一个属灵的巨人在我们前面。
Every time when you think about it, it makes you feel fearful and distressed.
每次我们一想起这个问题的时候，我们就很恐惧忧愁。
You see, Jacob spent 20 years to overcome man. But now, as soon as he got rid of his father-in-law, he has to deal with his brother.
所以雅各呢花了20年呢去摆脱他拉班，然后现在他又要面对另外一个问题，就是他的哥哥以扫。
You see, his brother is the real problem.
他的哥哥才是雅各真正的问题。
That's why when as a Christian, we may overcome something.But then there is the Esau that we have to deal with.
很多时候就是我们生命当中我们可能看似解决了问题，但真正的问题还在后面。
So what does he do?
然后这个时候雅各要做什么呢？
He can't run away anymore.
这个时候他不能再逃避了，不能再逃跑了。
Because behind him is his father-in-law.
因为在背后是刚刚他逃出来的拉班。
In front of him is Esau.
在他前面是他的哥哥以扫。
Sometimes God allow us to get into that problem.
所以它是那种前后夹击的一种状态。
Where 360 degrees you're surrounded by your enemy.
好像神有时候让我们处在一种四面环绕的一种问题当中。
How can you survive?
我们如何在这一窘迫的光景当中去存活呢？
Brothers and sisters, sometimes God will allow us to get ourselves in the situation where 360 degrees we are surrounded by our enemies. Wherever we look, there is problem.
很多时候神可能会允许我们进入到这种地步，就是360度四面环绕我们都是问题。
And the only way out is the one that Esau is standing there.
那么对，可能对于我们那种唯一的出路就是往前前进，但是前面站着以扫。
You see, if we cannot deal with Esau, then we have no future.
如果我们不能处理掉我们生命中这个以扫，我们就没有未来。
Because if Jacob cannot overcome Esau, he cannot go home.
因为雅各如果不能解决以扫的问题，他就不能回到他的父家。
Because the promise of God is in the land of Canaan.
因为神的应许是在迦南之地。
He cannot remain in the land of his father-in-law.
因为他不能继续留在拉班他们所在的地方。
You see, for us to thrive, for us to grow, for us to prosper, we have to go where the God's promise is.
所以为了让我们在灵里面继续成长有得胜，我们必须要回到神所要我们去的地方。
So he finally resorted to the only way possible.
所以他最后选择一个只有一条可能的道路。
Jacob found himself in an impossible situation.
雅各他把自己放在一个看似不可能的一个光景当中。
Something that he cannot delay.
这是一个他不能再逃避、再推延的一个问题。
Because Esau is coming.
因为这个时候，以扫已经迎面而来。
是啦。Amen.
Dead.
He's dead. So what did he do? Jacob found a quiet spot.
所以这个时候，雅各他找了一个安静的地方。
And began to ask God for help.
然后这个时候开始来寻求神来帮助他。
Now that is real prayer.
这是一个真正的祷告。
Amen. It's not just our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name.
不只是我们念念主祷文这么简单。
The prayer that Jacob prays, Lord, help me.
这是雅各的祷告说主啊帮助我。
So in verse 23 we read, he took them, basically his family, and sent them across the stream.And everything else he had, and Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day.
这里23节，他带着他们，送他们过河，他所有的一切也都过去了，只剩下雅各一人，有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。
So when Jacob prayed for God's help,
当雅各来跟神祷告求神来帮助他的时候
The Bible said a man, God came as a man.
圣经讲说有一个人神以人的形象来到
I wonder who that man is.
我想这个人到底是谁呢、
Who's that man?
Jesus.
It has to be Jesus.
这个人是耶稣。
He is the pre-incarnate man.
耶稣是那个以人的样式出现的神。
I am convinced.
我自己很确信。
Some people say it's an angel.
有些人说是天使。
Some people say whatever they want to for me.There is only one God that can really come close to us, which I taught you, that you can see His face and not die.
这个就是这我牧师自己他的相信这个这一讲那个人是耶稣自己他以人的形式出现。
I believe he has to be Jesus.
我相信一定是需要是耶稣。
So the man, the God man, wrestled with Jacob.
所以这个神人与雅各摔跤
，until the sun rise，
直到黎明时分。
Some scholars says that Jacob was actually asleep。
很多人说雅各其实可能他在睡梦当中。
And he was wrestling in his dream。
可能在睡梦当中与神摔跤。
I believe he was really wrestling 。
我的解释，我的理解是他真的是那种真的是肢体的在摔跤。
Amen. In verse 25 said, when the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him.
25节说那人见自己胜不过他就摸了他的大腿窝一下雅各的大腿窝就在和那人摔跤的时候扭了。
You see, the man God was wrestling with him. Jacob was so determined.He held on and held on and wrestled with Jacob, and Jacob refused to let go.
所以当时那个情景就是神人跟雅各在不断的摔跤，那么雅各就非常非常的下定心智，一点都不放弃，一点都不松手。
Now this is something that God can do, we can't.
这是神所做的，我们做不到。
He's got power.
神是有能力的。
And he touches hip.
然后他碰他一下。
And,put his hip out of socket.
然后把他大腿窝摸了一下，然后他的大腿窝就。
To me, that's a bit of a cheat.
对我来说，好像就是有点耍了一些小。
That's unfair.
觉得很不公平，耍了一些小手段。
You know, in an Olympic match, right, God will get disqualified.
如果在奥林匹克运动当中，可能神这个耍阴招可能会被取消资格。
But we know everything that God does is just.
但是我们知道，在神眼中，神所做的一切都是公义的。
He has a reason.
也有一个原因这样做。
You see.Jacob is such a determined man.
雅各是一个当时是真的是很立定心智。
And even God acknowledges his determination.
就是神都看到了他这样决心。
And it is this determination that we need to learn from Jacob.
是我们要这样学习雅各有这么大的一个决心。
That's how you break through.
这是我们如何在生命中有突破，有得胜。
We must prevail like Jacob.
我们要像雅各一样去得胜。
And never give up.
不要放弃。
Verse 26 says, Then he said, Let me go, for the day has broken. But Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. And he said to him, What's your name? And he said, Jacob.
26节，那人说，天快亮了，让我走吧。雅各说，你不给我祝福，我就不让你走。那人说，你叫什么名字？他说，雅各。
This is what we need to learn.
这是我们要学习的地方。
God, I will not let go.
神，我不会放手。
Unless you bless me.
除非你祝福我。
Amen. This is wrestling with God.
这是与神的一个摔跤。
This is wrestling with God.
这是与神摔跤。
And Jesus taught us something similar. He said, when you pray, do not give up.
神，主耶稣在新约当中也教导我们，让我们祷告，不要放弃。
And he said also, seek God. Seek him.
让我们来寻求神。
Knock.
敲门
，find him，
然后你去找到他。
But many of us, I will see. No, it's not there. Let's go home.
那时候我们就是敲敲门，哦，看到没人，哦，好，算了，回家。
Jesus said, "Be determined."
他说我们要决心，要坚持不懈。
Come to God every day.
每天来到神面前。
Every day.
每天在跟神那边敲门，敲门，敲门。
Every day.
每一天都来敲门。
Every day.
每一天都来敲门。
And then the angel said, "God is petty again."
然后那个天使就来跟神报告说：“哎呀，又是
Let's see,
来了，又来了，敲门了。”
How long she will last?
我们看看他到底能坚持多久
？Lord, it's been like this for a whole year.
哦，神啊，都这种情况已经持续差不多一年了。
The neighborhood in heaven is complaining.
然后在天堂的人都投诉了，每天都这样做。
You're wrestling.
跟神摔跤。
And not give up.
不要放弃。
Because there is a spiritual principle that we don't understand.
有这种属灵的原则，可能我们有时候不明白。
Somehow by wrestling with God, He commands you.
那时候，当我们跟神摔跤的过程当中，神下一些命令。
Because wrestling with God requires a desperate heart and a heart of belief.
那时候我们跟神摔跤，需要一种很迫切的心和极大的信心。
Jacob said, I will not let go. Even you put my socket out, right? I'm in pain, but I'm not going to let go. And he's in pain.
但是雅各说我怎么都不松口，怎么会不会放你走，虽然我的那个大腿窝被你搓了一下。
And if the experts are really true that he's asleep, he said, I'm not going to wake up.
很多一些有些神学家说哦，他说在睡梦当中他坚持要醒过来。
Even though he's in pain, I'm not going to wake up.
就算我的大腿窝好很痛很痛，但是我还是不要醒过来。
But Jacob,The sun is rising, you gotta get up. No, I'm not gonna get up until you bless me.
但是神就说天都快亮了，你要让我走，他说除非你祝福我，不然我不放你走。
In great pain and distress, he refused to let go.
就算极大的痛苦和忧愁当中，他都极力不放手。
But trouble is with Christianity, we are too entitled. We think, oh God, if you don't answer me, I'm not gonna be a Christian.
但很多时候我们常常有这样一种想法说哦，神啊，如果你不祝福我，我就不做基督徒了。
When I was a Christian, when I was a young Christian, sometimes I say that to God.
当我还在刚刚信主的时候，我可能也被神这样说过。
I said to God, if you do not do this for me, I'm going to be the greatest de-evangelist.
我好像去威胁神说，如果你不做这个，那么我就成为最大的一个反对你的人。
And in our immaturity, we talk to God like that.
就是在我们的不成熟当中，我们对神才能这样
说。As though we believe we got power.
就好像我们觉得我们自己有何等何能一样。
See, what God instead is asking us, what? Use that determination towards Him in a positive way.
但神说我们把这样的决心以一种积极的方式来面对神。
And listen to this verse, in verse 28. Then He said, this is God saying, Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For what? Why?For he said, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed.
28节那人说你的名字不要再叫雅各要叫以色列因为你与神和人较力都得胜了。
You see, God not only want us to prevail, to wrestle with him, he want us to win our wrestling match with man.
所以神不仅是让我们要与神摔跤，也是与人摔跤。
What does that mean? He spent 20 years wrestling and won Laban, his father-in-law. Now he's wrestling against God, and he also won.
所以什么意思呢？雅各当时在过去20年，他跟拉班两个较力，然后他胜过了。然后现在他又跟神来摔跤。他也胜了。
So God is basically saying to us, in life, in the world, we will find difficulties.
所以神在告诉我们，在生命当中我们会遇到困难。
Man will give us problems.
我们身边的人会给我们问题。
Life will give us problems.
生命会带来问题。
Life can be difficult.
我们的生命可能会崎岖不平。
And that's a message to the Christians. Life can be difficult.
所以给我们所有基督徒的一个讯息就是人生会有苦难。
People can persecute us.
会有人会逼迫我们。
When you go to work, people can give you a hard time.
当我们去工作的时候人家会给我们制造很多的麻烦。
But he said, be determined.
但是我们仍然要有决心。
20 years.
20年了。
He spent 20 years, right? 14 years working for nothing.
在20年当中有14年是无薪打工。
Low wages.
没有薪水的
low pay
没有
he was really been struggling
无偿的打工
but something was coming out of him
但是在这过程当中他里面有一些东西出来
which he showed in an immature way with his brother
那么当时他以一种很不成熟的那种状态面对他的哥哥
Jacob had the determination to succeed
雅各有一个决心要得胜
but in his own way he wanted to cheat
但是用他自己的方法他去用欺骗的方法
See, in his, when he was young, it was immature.
在他年轻的时候呢他是很不成熟的
But it gradually got became mature as he prevailed against Laban.
但是在他在与他拉班较劲的过程当中他变得越来越成熟
Finally, to overcome Esau, he didn't wrestle with Esau, he wrestled with God.
那么最后他胜过以扫，他并没有与以扫去摔跤，而是与神摔跤。
Excuse me, surely the person that you should be wrestling with, Jacob, is your brother, not God.
所以这个时候他真的摔跤的人应该是针对他的哥哥以扫，而不是神。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters? Sometimes we look at the wrong direction.
很多时候我们没有看错地方。
We find all kinds of ideas how to overcome our problems.
我们看找各种各样的方法尝试来解决我们的问题。
We attend all kinds of conferences.
我们参加各式各样的营会聚
会。All kinds of books.
读各种各样的书籍。
And everybody's offering you a solution.
每个人都给你提供各样的方法解决方法。
But do what Jacob did.
但是最后雅各选择
方法。Anybody here today that you just stuck? You are just stuck.
今天我们每个人就好像被困在那里。
In front of you is an Esau.
在你面前就是迎面而来的就是以扫。
And you got nowhere to go.
我们无路可逃。
What God is saying to you is come to Jesus.
但神今天对你说，你今天要来到神面前。
Amen.
来到耶稣面前。来到耶稣面前。
When you come to Jesus, Jesus not turning away from you. He can't hear you.
当我们来到耶稣面前，他并不是说转向背向你，然后假装听不到你。
What Jacob is telling you, grab hold of him.
但是雅各对我说，就算这样子，你要抓住他。
Give him a headlock.
用手把他铐。
And don't let him go.
死都不要放手。
Until he dislodge your hip.
可能直到一个地步，他可能要搓你的大腿窝。
And you say, God, I'm not going to let go until you bless me, and then God dislodge your hip.
就是、
And he goes, ah, this is painful. I say, Lord, I'm not going to let go. You must deliver me.
所以就是你说神啊，就是除非你祝福我，不然我不会放手。到一个地步，神就是抽你大腿窝就很痛的时候，你仍然不放手。
Isn't it drastic? Isn't it drastic?
是不是很
It's extreme, isn't it?
好像很极端。
But sometimes God takes us to a very extreme situation.
但是神会把我们带到一个很迫切、很极端的一个情况。
You either trust me or you don't.
你要相信我，要不就不。
The choice is spend the rest of your life fearing and being distressed, or you come and wrestle me and try and win.
你有两个选择，要不你就选择自你是一生都活在这种恐惧、惧怕当中；要不是来到我面前与我摔跤得祝福。
So right in front of me, all of us, right, is Esau.
在我面前就是这个巨人以扫、
yeah.
我们的恐惧。
And when you look the other way, you see Jesus going, go on then.
那么可能另外一边耶稣在等待给你摔跤。
And he's ready. He's got all his gears on. He's ready to wrestle with you.
耶稣可能准备好了要给你摔跤。
Amen. Run to Jesus and
赶快跑向耶稣跟神摔跤。
I bet you Jesus easily let you win.
我相信神可能很容易让你得胜。
You see, verse 29 is so important.
好，二十九节很重要。
Jacob said to him, "Please tell me your name."
雅各问他，请告诉我你的名字。
You know, you got your hip dislodged. You're full of fear, and then you still got time. What's your name, by the way?
你想想当时他那种背景哦，就是。哇，就是整晚摔跤，然后大腿窝被人戳了一下，然后当时四面危机，极度的恐惧，然后你还有闲情去问他你叫什么名字。
But he said, why is that that you ask my name? And there he blessed him.
然后那人说，你何必问我的名字呢？于是他在那里为雅各祝福。
But today we know who that name is.
今天我们知道这个人的名字是什么。
We can all go to Jacob and say, Jacob, I can answer that question.
然后今天可能我们都可以来到雅各面前说，我可以告诉你那个人叫什么名字。
You know, in Jude it says Jesus.
那犹大说是耶稣。
Your name is Jesus.
那个人的名字叫耶稣。
So the person you need to wrestle with is not the Father, it's not the Holy Spirit, it's Jesus, because he is man.
因为你需要摔跤的不是父，也不是圣灵，而是子耶稣。
Amen.
因为他才有那个。人的样式。
Isn't that the same thing as he says, when we fast, we ask for the bridegroom? It's all Jesus.
当我们进食的时候，我们求新郎能来到，这个新郎就是我们的主耶稣。
So what this lesson is telling us is that in front of us is an Esau, but you come to Jesus. Even if Jesus seems like he's not listening to you, you grab hold of him, don't let him go.
所以就是我们学到功课，就是我们前面有这个属灵的巨人以扫在我们面前，但是当我们要快快的跑向神耶稣，跟他摔跤，尽管他不要马上回应，但我们要持之以恒，坚持不懈的抓住他。
Verse 30 says, So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, saying, For I have seen the God face to face, and yet my life has been delivered. And we all can say, Because you saw Jesus.
这里三十节，雅各就给那地方起名叫皮鲁伊勒，说我面对面见了神，我的性命仍得保全。我们都知道他所见的这个人是谁，是耶稣。
The face of Jesus is for us to behold.
耶稣的面是让我们来经历，来注目的。
Hallelujah. The face of Jesus is God's gift for us. This is his favor.
耶稣的容面是我们可以注目的，是神给我们的恩惠。
This is a face of God that we can see and not die.
这是我们可以见到神的面而不至于死的。
Isn't it wonderful?
是不是很奇妙呢
？In the Old Testament, no one can see the face of God and live.
在旧约当中，没有一个人可以见父的面而得以存活。
And yet Jacob saw the face of God and lived.
但是雅各他却见面见了神，却仍得保全他的性命。
Because he saw the future.Of God coming to the earth, the face of Jesus. He passed Peniel, limping because of his hip.
31节，太阳刚出来的时候，雅各就经过了皮鲁伊勒，他的大腿就瘸了。
Notice, God didn't say, I now bless you as Israel. Here, heal, be healed in Jesus' name.
然后这里他没有说，现在你改名叫以色列，我祝福你，然后顺便呢把你的大腿给你医治了。
Notice, Jacob is now wounded.
这个时候看到他的大腿确实也受伤了，他瘸了，真的。
Permanently.
是永久性的瘸。
Who caused it?
是谁引起的呢？造成的。
God.
是神给引起的。
So what does that mean? Is it from now on, Jacob is walking with a limp?
所以从今以后呢，那么雅各带着这个瘸了的腿来行走。
What caused the limp?
什么引起这个瘸腿的呢
？He wrestled with God.
那是他与神摔跤的一个印记。
And prevailed.
并且得胜的印记。
Every time when he goes like that, when he walks,
每次他这样一瘸一瘸的走的时候
，He's reminded of God and Him.
就让他想起他跟神摔跤。
That's why people. That's why years ago, people Christians used to say.Never trust a Christian who does not walk with a limp.
很多人有这种说法说不要相信一个就是Sorry, say again.
Never trust a Christian unless he has a limp.
就是如果一个人他的大腿没有瘸的话那么不要相信他是个基督徒。
What does that mean? It means spiritually, a Christian that has a limp means he's been through a hard time.
所以如果一个基督徒他是瘸腿的一个属灵的含义就是说他的人生经历一个痛苦的一种
He's learned his lesson.
摔跤他学了他的功课他有经历一些
He has overcome Esau.
他胜过了他生命中的以扫
He's mature.
他也经历了这个属灵的成熟
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So do we have a limp?
我们有没有这个印记这个瘸腿的印记
Now, I don't want people to get up right start walking with limp.
我不要大家好像站起来后假装那边瘸腿走路啊。
I don't pretend that I got a limp, Pastor. I'm mature.
不要为了证明自己有属灵的成熟，说啊、哦、我的脚腿瘸了。
I'm talking about spiritually.
我们说的属灵上的意思。
Have we got a limp?
我们有没有这个瘸腿呢
？Are we like this?
我们是拖着一个瘸的腿在走路呢
？If you're not, Esau is still there.
如果你还没有这种状况的话，那么说明你生命中的以扫还在。
Jesus is still there.
耶稣还在那边等着你，等着你要来摔跤。
Go and get your limp.
赶快去。
Hallelujah. So that we move on in life and can tell others, you know why I got a limp?
所以我们可以继续的往前行走，并且把我们的见证告诉别人。
That's maturity.
这是我们的成熟成长。
We need to get a limp.
我们要这个
limp.
我们要这个属灵的瘸腿。
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, life can be hard.
人生有苦难。
God can seem like cold and ignoring us.
但是我们会觉得神好像很冷淡，好像在忽略我们。
And the devil seems to be so alive.
好像仇敌的攻击如此真实。
And 360 degree, everything is caving on us.
好像360度好像被四面环绕着，好像让我们窒息。
But your eyes must look at the one who wants to wrestle with you.
但是我们的双眼要定睛在那个在等着与我们摔跤的那一位。
Whose name Jacob is asked, what's your name?
雅各问所问的那个你的名字叫什么的那一位。
And we know his name.
我们今天知道他的名字。
His name is a matchless name.
他的名字
Jesus.
他的名字就是耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, in the name of Jesus.
父奉耶稣基督的名。
We thank you, Lord.
我们感谢你主。
All those years you wrestle with Jacob.
哦，这么主，你与雅各摔跤。
And that you bless him.
并且你祝福了他。
Father, we need to wrestle your son once again.
主，我们需要再一次与你的爱子耶稣来摔跤。
To be able to possess His blessings to our lives.
因为了来获得他在我们生命当中的祝福。
Brothers and sisters, we need to wrestle with Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要与神摔跤。
And possess, get hold of His blessing for our lives.
我们要紧紧地抓住神已经为我们预备的祝福。
Jesus died for us.
耶稣基督为我们舍命
to release that blessing of the cross.
他已经在十字架上释放了这个祝福
the power of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的大能
I encourage you never to give up.
我鼓励大家绝不放弃
Jesus wants to wrestle with us.
耶稣想要与我们摔跤
And he will let us win.
他会让我们得胜
Because he wants us to possess His blessings.
因为他想要让我们得着那祝福。
Lord, we want you to bless us.
主，我们要让你来祝福我们。
We need you to bless those who are struggling.
我们祝福，你要求你来祝福那些正在挣扎当中的人。
Teach us how to wrestle with you, Lord.
主啊，求你教导我们如何来与你摔跤。
So that we too, O God, may have our spiritual limp.
所以让我们可以得着在得胜之后得到这个属灵的瘸腿。
So that we can move on in life.
以致让我们可以继续的往前推进。
Lord, I ask you to bless every brother and sister online and here in this hall.
主啊，我们祷告，求你祝福我们这里的每一个在网上的、在实体的、在其他地方的弟兄姊妹们。
Help us to possess your power and your blessing.
帮助我们来抓住你的能力和你的祝福。
Wrestle with us, Lord.
主啊，来与我们摔跤。
That we can overcome.
让我们并且在你里面得胜。
We thank you, Jesus.
我们感谢你，耶稣。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brothers and sisters, spend a few moments. So I just pray to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们花一点时间来跟主祷告。
God in front of me is Esau.
主在我面前有这个属灵的巨人以扫在我面前。
But only you can deliver me.
主，只有你能来释放我，来帮助我。
Only you can change my circumstances.
主，唯有你能改变我现在面对的光景。
Hallelujah! I pray, O God.
主，我祷告。
That the Lord from heaven.
主，你从天。
The one above.
你那在诸天之上的神。
May come down.
你来到人间。
And bless us.
来祝福我们。
That we may see His face.
我们今天面见你。
That wonderful face of Jesus.
我面见他如此荣美。
Hallelujah!
耶稣。
Let's all stand.
Hallelujah. 让我们站立起来。
Hallelujah.
Jesus, 你是平安之王。Jesus, 你是荣耀盼望。站在我。
主，让我们今天注目在那你荣美的形象。
And we see a king on the throne.
我们看关注那主王坐在宝座上。
We are confident, Lord Jesus.
主，我们有这样的信心。
We will win.
主，我们能得胜。
We will break through.
主，我们会突破。
For you're going to strengthen us.
因为你会加添力量给我们。
In our wrestling with you,
在我们与你相交的过程当中。
Holy Spirit, help me.
圣灵帮助我们。
In my wrestling with Jesus.
在我们与神摔跤的过程当中。
That He will bless me.
求你为最后来祝福我们。
I will not give up.
主，我们今天绝不言弃。
We will not give up.
主，我们绝不放弃。
In trusting Jesus.
我们要继续的相信耶稣。
In believing in Him.
主，我们要相信你。
In believing in His word,
主，我们相信你的应许。
He will bless us.
你会祝福我们。
He will change our name.
主，你改了我们的名字。
He will give us our identity.
主，你要给我们在你里面的真实身份。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
Father, I pray that you bless every family.
主，求你祝福每个家庭。
Bless everyone online.
祝福我们在网上的弟兄姊妹。
That today, O God.We will come to a place
只要我们今天来到这个地步
where we find peace
让我们能找到里面的平安
find our breakthrough
找到我们在你里面的突破
Lord, grant that to our families
主把这样的突破赐给我们的家庭
Bless us, Lord
求你来祝福我们
In Jesus' name
奉耶稣的名
Amen.
Amen
Please be seated if you need prayer, come forward
神祝福大家，如果大家需要祷告，可以来前面。